Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
I want to know how easy it is to own a tiger in South Africa. Well, Douglas Volhutter, who is the manager of the NSPCA Wildlife Protection Unit, joins us this morning. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning to you and to your listeners. So, thank you for having me.
A great pleasure. A very, very strange story that that in fact caught our eye, that in Gauteng it is surprisingly easy to own a pet tiger. And this came out of a story when it was discovered that tigers are being kept as pets behind a nursery school in Boksburg. Tell us about this.
Well, I think firstly there's a bit of a misconception, because the law doesn't actually allow people to keep tigers. It's more of a misinterpretation of the definition of wildlife in terms of the bylaws. So this is currently under investigation. Mm. And further to that, you have to have, despite the animals being exotics, which is an animal not indigenous to South Africa, you still have to have an import permit to bring any tigers into the Gauteng area. Mm. And this is one of the big failings that we're picking up with many of these tiger owners, is that there are no import permits to keep the tigers.
So there really is a bit of a misconception. It's not as simple as that. Why would people keep tigers as pets?
Well, I think a lot of it is, there's obviously an ego element of it, because in the old days, you know, a pit bull became an ego status symbol for many people to walk around with. And, you know, to own a tiger, it sort of shows a kind of a bravado. You know, you're interacting with this incredibly dangerous animal. And I think dangerous needs to be stressed on that.
Absolutely.
Because these are not your tabby cats. These are absolutely incredibly dangerous animals. And it takes one slip up, one gate that doesn't close properly, and there could be a devastating outcome to humans and to other animals and the animal itself.
Of course. And even in terms of feeding these tigers, I mean, that must be immense. A huge undertaking.
Oh, it's not only the procurement of the food itself, but what has come out of previous discussions which we've had is that there's a very big misconception about what tigers actually need as the diet. We had some callers on other shows where they said they only fed the tigers chickens. A tiger cannot be sustained on chickens. It needs a very rounded diet. It needs red meat. It needs white meat. It needs supplementary powders.
Gosh, it sounds like my kids.
just no candy.
Right, exactly.
But so there's a lot more to the welfare of a tiger in captivity than what people seem to believe there is.
What is the global situation in terms of the endangerment of tigers?
Well, tigers in terms of CITES are listed as Appendix 1 animals, so there's very heavy restrictions on the trade, the international trade of tigers. What we're seeing in South Africa is actually quite disturbing, because we obviously do lion breeding facilities or predator farms inspections, and in the majority of all the inspections we do, 90% of these farms also have tigers, mostly Bengal tigers. But it seems like there's been sort of an open door policy on what you can keep at a predator farm in South Africa.
It's absolutely astounding that this can happen. And here's a particular case where these tigers are being kept behind a nursery school. As you said, if just a gate left open or somebody slips up in some way, the consequences are horrific. How domesticated can a tiger be?
I think we've got to be very clear. A tiger can appear domesticated. I think there's enough history from their countries of origin, such as India, where there's many attacks on people. A tiger can it takes the tiniest trigger. You know, if you the slightest fear, and these animals are so smart. They pick up on the slightest changes. So any slight change or a quick movement will trigger a predatory response, which could result in an immediate attack. And again, failing, you know, taking all of that into consideration, you cannot keep tigers in such small confined areas. So currently, like with the one in Boksburg, those tigers, they're still cubs. Currently, there's not a lot we can do in terms of the Animals Protection Act. But as soon as those tigers mature, no matter what happens in that yard, there is not enough space to keep those tigers. And then it becomes an incredible welfare issue, which includes neglect. And it's not neglect through the owner's intention. It's just neglect because you're not allowing those animals the freedoms that they deserve.
Absolutely.
If we look at a neighboring province, Northwest province, the minimum keeping standard for a large cat, which, and they've included tigers, is 1,500 square meters.
Wow.
There is no way you can accommodate that in a residential area and still have the fencing standards that are necessary for the security of the animal as well as the people.
How long do tigers live?
In captivity, there's records of tigers living 19 plus years.
Wow.
In the wild, maybe not as long because of the natural behavior, you know, with fighting for territories and that sort of thing. But again, we're looking at tigers in residential areas, and most of the time you're finding a pair of tigers. And tigers by nature are actually solitary animals. Their natural inclination is only to come together to mate or to fight over a mate and then move on. So the whole behavior of tigers is being modified to suit the human's need to keep these animals, which is incredibly unfair on their natural instincts and behavior.
Absolutely. Absolutely right. It is 8:52. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 Chai FM. That was Douglas Volhutta, who is the manager of the NSPCA Wildlife Protection Unit. And he was chatting to us about this discovery that there are these tiger cubs living in Boksburg or Benoni or Springs or Brakpan. You know that I can't tell the difference. And it is an incredibly dangerous thing, potentially.